here's a story from The World.
Sometimes it seems that all of our dreams have been dashed. Words from the Prime Minister of Armenia, Nikol Pashinyan, as the country mourned its dead. Around 3,000 Armenian troops died in 6 weeks of fighting with Azerbaijan in the region called Nagorno-Karabakh. In the end, Azerbaijan gained control of most of that territory. Many Armenians are now calling for their prime minister to step down. One of Armenia's oldest industries, wine, has also suffered in the conflict. Andrew Connolly reports.
At the Stepanakert brandy factory, conveyor belts rattle, scientists in white coats peer into flasks, and women pack bottles into cases. It's the first day of business in Karabakh's capital since war erupted on September 27th. And operations director Vladik Alibabian is seeing what can be salvaged.
We managed to collect 1,700 tons of grapes before the war and then everything shut down. Some of our fields near the front lines where we grew grapes and pomegranates are now under control of Azerbaijani forces. The loss for the industry will be significant.
A shaft of sunlight beams through a small hole in the roof of a warehouse next door. Underneath, protruding from the bottom of a cylindrical tank, is a gigantic unexploded rocket, one of the thousands that rained down on the city during Armenia's 44-day war with Azerbaijan. The rocket hit an empty tank, narrowly missing a vat full of 15-year-old Madatov cognac. A lucky escape for the factory, but for the country's nascent wine industry as a whole, the war has been a huge setback. The latest conflict flared up in the middle of the harvest season. As the country mobilized for war, grapes wilted on the vine. But some people were able to adapt. Artisan winemaker David Asatrian is making brandy from grape residue on a rattling homemade stove at his little farm on the other side of town.
So how do I say the correct word for cheers?
On the first day that shells landed on Stepanakert, David's son headed for the front line. David joined him days later with a few hundred bottles to boost the troops' morale. David produces tangy orange-colored wines stored in clay amphoras and buried underground. He also makes full-bodied inky reds using Khindogni, a grape indigenous to Nagorno-Karabakh. Khindogni is our local grape. There's no sense using any others, he says. It gives great dry wine on its own, and we use it to add quality to blends. This is a trademark of Karabakh. It's been growing here for centuries with this soil, air, and sunshine. If you grow the same grape anywhere else, David explains, it tastes totally different. Khindogni is derived from the word laughter in Armenian, though there hasn't been much to laugh about this year. Asatrian's land, bathed in early December sunshine, looks out across the valley and up to the mountaintop city of Shushi. As the highest and most strategic settlement in Karabakh, the war was effectively finished when Azerbaijan captured the city. That ended more than three decades of Armenian control. And now, though people displaced during the war are coming back home, many feel vulnerable to attack from the new Azerbaijani positions above them. I see the people coming back, Satrin says cautiously, looking up to the hills. But I don't see life returning to normal. We'll have to wait and see. Vahe Kushgerian is one of the top winemakers and entrepreneurs in Armenia. For him, attracting investment into the vineyards of an unrecognized country and occasional war zone has never been easy. Under most international law, Nagorno-Karabakh is considered to be part of Azerbaijan.
No institution at EBRD, World Bank, Asian Development Bank, they never touched Karabakh.
That's because of the legal status.
By their charter, they couldn't. So they would bug me to invest in Armenia, in vineyards, winery, but Karabakh was completely off limits.
International recognition of the territory looks like a distant dream. But despite the ruins of war, Kushgerian is determined to make the best of a bad situation.
There used to be a winery there that was abandoned. And I am tinkering whether to take that as a symbolic and start a cooperative winery. There's something about continuing, regardless of whatever calamity happened, we need to go on forward, you know.
So if you look at the color of the wine, mm-hmm. as we do a proper...
Armenia has one of the world's oldest wine industries. Archaeologists have unearthed fragments of jugs and presses dating back more than 6,000 years. But the country's turbulent history has kept it from becoming a Napa Valley of the Caucasus. For 70 years, the Soviet economy demanded that Armenia prioritize brandy production instead of wine. Poverty in the 80s and conflict with Azerbaijan in the 90s didn't help either. But in the last decade, the country experienced a wine-drinking renaissance, says Mariam Sagtelian, a partner at In Vino, one of Yerevan's first wine bars.
So we're almost eight, turning eight this year, December 30th. We opened in 2012. And at that time, we only had 10 drinkable Armenian wines. Now we have over 180 or something.
But just as the business was in full bloom, war came to Armenia once again, and some of the country's most notable vineyards are now behind enemy lines. Within days, bottles from the lost territories flew off the shelves to be resold by speculators. And Sagatelian explains, decades-old family businesses evaporated overnight.
You can't just leave it. Wine is like it's your baby. First of all, you plant the vines. It takes up to 4 years for them to actually give you some type of grapes to use. And then after all that, you work on the quality of the wine by doing pruning. And so you spend like the whole year you're working just for this one season where you can collect the grapes and make wine. So when the season comes and this war happens, it's very heartbreaking.
Sagatelian hopes that the conflict will encourage outsiders, including Armenia's huge global diaspora, to support the struggling region even more.
These are programs which take years and years to work on. For me, it's the worst thing is thinking about it like, okay, making wine here. What if this happens? What if another war breaks out right now? What if? So these are all the questions. But if you keep on thinking, what if, you never really do anything. So do it. You know, life is short. It really is.
War and the COVID-19 pandemic have wrecked the Armenian economy. The same attachment to the land of Nagorno-Karabakh that's produced such fine wines has also cost thousands of lives. But against all the odds, Armenia's winemakers are defiant and hope that by stimulating local businesses, the region one day might have something to celebrate. For The World, I'm Andrew Connolly, Yerevan.